Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another hopefully exciting episode of Canadian Politics is Boring, which I thoroughly agree with. My name is Jesse Harley, and today's host is Reese Waters, who's going to attempt to teach me something about Canada, Canadian politics, that hopefully won't put me to sleep. Reese, hi. What do you got for us today?
How do you feel about Western Canada?
I lived in Vancouver. I lived in Calgary, in Alberta, for a period of time. Yeah, it's lovely out there. The mountains, the Rockies are fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Calgary, and I've been to the Rockies. I've been to BC, to Vancouver, and, you know, some of the most spectacular scenery in the world, and some of the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
Banff is beautiful.
I got married in Banff. So,
did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I brought my brother to Banff for New Year's about 10 years ago, and we got there in the middle of the night, and he'd never been to Banff before. It's this tiny little tourist town surrounded by these massive mountains, and we get there in the middle of the night, and you can't see any of the mountains. And the next day, we wake up, and there's nobody outside because everyone's hungover and sleeping in, but we get up and we go outside, and for the first time, my brother sees the mountains, and he's like, oh, wow, I get it.
I thought that was going to be a good story then. In conclusion, arriving back in the day. Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Master storyteller here. You're welcome, Reese.
Wow, yeah. Raconteur. Anyway, this episode is called "The Far Right Founders of Wexit." Now, do you know
Wexit?
Do you know what Wexit is?
Wexit. Is it a cousin of Brexit?
It's the west of Canada breaking away from the rest of Canada. It's a play on words on Brexit.
Oh, then is it a new thing?
So I went on the Wexit website, and they've got a handy PDF you can download called Wexit the Plan. Do you want me to read it to you?
No.
Well, I will, just for context. So,
okay, sure.
The objective: we must create a blockade to end Eastern influence that oppresses the economic liberty, social stability, and Western self-determination. The only way this can be achieved is through peaceful separation, drawing new borders that will allow the West to develop its natural resources, economy, and culture without interference from Eastern Canada and or foreign special interests.
Oh, God, this is going to be good. Okay,
how does that make you feel?
Funny on the inside.
As a Canadian who's lived across Canada, how does that make you feel about, you know, your country being kind of separated or broken up?
This country has, for as long as I can remember, has always wanted to break itself into itty-bitty pieces, from Cape Breton trying to separate itself from the mainland, to Quebec trying to become its own country, to now apparently the West. This doesn't surprise me at all. It'll just keep going.
And this kind of like really jumped and spiked after the election last year, where Justin Trudeau remained prime minister with a minority, and the Wexit Facebook group has like 250,000 members.
Wow.
And the Wexit Alberta Facebook page has about 30,000 likes. So this kind of like appeared from nowhere, almost kind of overnight after the election in October in 2019, literally as a kind of like anger at the results of the election. Now, just to be clear, I think Canada as a solid entity is an amazing idea. And one of the reasons I moved here is because when you look at all the league tables for quality of life, Canada is getting so much right, especially in comparison to so many other countries. So I don't want to see Canada broken up personally, but I'm kind of from the Celtic fringes of Europe. So I kind of like, I have sympathy for the idea of self-determination, because, you know, Wales and Scotland and Ireland, there's always been that kind of resentment about kind of the influence and power of London, which is obviously such a big city, and being run by people who don't necessarily understand or have what you maybe see as slightly different values from what you have. So I kind of sympathize with it, but that sympathy dries up pretty quickly when you look at the people who founded the Wexit group.
Do tell me.
I genuinely don't think that, like most of the people who've joined up to this share the same views as the people who founded it, because they don't necessarily openly express them, but they have expressed them in the past in other places. So I think people need to be aware of some of the organizers behind that movement.
Please,
shall I tell you about them?
Yeah, please. I love the idea that they think that we are us Easterners are a bad influence on the West.
And me, I'm a
foreign interest.
You know, just warping the minds of Canadians into globalization and all that jazz.
I think just as an aside, as someone who knows very little about politics, so I'm probably very wrong about this, but for someone who observes from afar, who kind of stands back and looks at the bigger picture of a lot of things, the extreme right and the extreme left, which tend to be the loudest voices, and that's the way these parties are acting towards one another, is there's only one way to look at this, and they're both nuts in my opinion.
But also the other thing is that they're the most motivated, the most active, and they
totally
don't, but the vast majority of people are just focused on living their lives. They're like you.
Yeah,
the danger is when like the main kind of bulk of reasonable people become apathetic or quiet, these louder corners suddenly start to seize the agenda. And you know, I've seen it happen with Brexit in the UK, and I hope this is just a flash in the pan thing. But let me tell you about the people who founded it. And this is, I'm drawing lots of this information from an article Vice wrote about them, which we'll put in the show link. So the two founders, a guy called Peter Downing and Patrick King, they are far-right anti-Muslim conspiracy theorists, which may shock
you. Well, to be fair, no conspiracy theorists are self-admitted conspiracy theorists. I've actually talked with conspiracy theorists who get insulted by you calling them as conspiracy. Same like calling someone racist, who is obviously racist. They don't think they're racist. Yeah, it's the same.
They just can't accept what they are. So Peter Downing is an ex-RCMP officer. He got kicked off the force for threatening his wife, I believe. And Patrick King, it was described as a self-styled journalist. When somebody is described as a self-styled journalist, I think that means that's kind of like an unsuccessful merchant. I think a self-styled journalist is you have no training, you're not a journalist, but you like to be a journalist.
So pretty much everyone who has a blog.
Yeah, yeah. And they have accused, and this is again from that article, they've accused Justin Trudeau's Liberal government of normalizing paedophilia, tolerating ISIS, terrorists penetrating the country disguised as refugees, and policies aimed at depopulating the white Anglo-Saxon race.
What?
I know.
Depopulating specifically the white Anglo-Saxon race. How exactly? I want to talk about that for a second. How do they think anyone is doing that? I can picture the guys in power getting together for these secret meetings. It's like, all right, what's on the agenda for today? Well, we must depopulate the white Anglo-Saxon population. Anglo-Saxon, sir? Yes, you heard what I said. Well, I mean, there's a lot of Celtic, but no, we don't want those. We just want Anglo-Saxon.
my parents took one of those DNA tests, and it just, all it said was like 30% this, 30% that, da, da, da. And it was just kind of a mishmash of European and like some Middle Eastern stuff, and it was like 1%. And the reason that they want to depopulate the Anglo-Saxon race is because they're the ones with the strongest bloodlines, which... Now, I sent you another picture just so you can see what a strong bloodline looks like. I've sent you a picture of Downing.
Oh, God, here we go. Okay.
Just so you can see what a man with a strong, superior bloodline looks like.
I'm opening it up.
Now, can you describe what you're looking at?
It's hard. He's got a Make Alberta Great Again hat on in blue. He's got glasses that can only be described as having survived the 1970s with a mustache that doesn't need a beard, but it has a beard, and a look on his face that seems like he's just no longer surprised by his own farts. Just that's
I describe it looks like Hank Hill and John Candy had a racist baby.
And there's some guy in the background in a red shirt just staring hardcore. He's got a white beard and a hat on, and he's just like love daggers at him, man. He's like waiting for his bud to return. I don't know. This is a great, like, when the camera was on him and they're like, okay, smile. He said no, and just like he's barely opening his eyes. Okay, so this is a strong bloodline.
As inferior Celtic bloodlines. You look at him and you just go, this is a guy with answers. You know, he's a shining beacon of what a human should be. I think a strong bloodline means you have a neck beard and
he's well on his way to growing one.
Eyebrows that are really far apart.
Oh, wow, they are too. Oh, I didn't.
You know, my eyebrows meet in the middle. They've got a monobrow pretty much. So I've seen them.
They're terrifying.
I'm just trash. So, but I mean, they do say some.
That's a different episode.
Although they don't necessarily broadcast this in the mainstream, they know that they've got to hide these views. There's been loads of articles and things written about them online comparing Muslims to termites and rapists and saying kind of.
Termites?
Yeah, which is a weird
termites?
One. I know.
Eat wood? Termites eat wood. That's I can't. All right.
I was going to try and get some audio of him talking, but I just didn't want to give another platform and draw more attention to it.
Hey, you know, I'm right
just,
on.
Just yep, describing mom. the kind of things that, and you can just Google this and you can see screenshots.
I'm
going to
stop looking at a photo of him because
it's just the superior bloodline is hypnotic. You can't stop looking.
I can't look away. I might make it the background on my, So is there any traction being made for Wexit?
And this is a great way to round this episode off. No, 75%. And I love this quote, which is from a Narcity article. 75% of Albertans don't actually want Wexit, but they're still mad at Canada.
All of Canada?
Just the idea of it, I guess.
There are 75% of Albertans. Did you say Albertans?
Yeah, they don't actually want Wexit.
Well, that's good. Okay,
I guess it just means that, like, everyone should just try a bit harder in power just to make sure everything stays together. I think it's a consequence of just bad management.
Well, there's less drinking happening. And so from what we've learned about our history, it's, you know.
So to everyone who is nice and reasonable and compassionate and kind, who has donated money or followed the Wexit group, please look at the people running it and then look the other way and do something else, like build a jigsaw or, you know, maybe if you're that passionate about it, but you don't like racism, start a new Wexit movement that is just not racist or founded by racists. That might be a good start.
That's a good slogan, a good campaign slogan to have. We're not racist.
We're not racist.
Right? That's just put that up there and I think you'll get more votes.
Definitely. Especially from people who aren't racist.
Right? Yeah. Maybe even from people who are racist but don't know they're racist.
Exactly.
But you don't want people like that. But,
no, exactly. You know. Yeah. Cool. Well, have you enjoyed this episode?
I have. I'm not sure if this has much to do with politics, though, does it?
Really? How can you say that doesn't have anything to do with politics? That is politics. The whole thing is about politics. Just because you like it doesn't mean you can go, well, I like it, so it's not politics. You can't define politics by what you do and don't enjoy. You have to admit at some point you are enjoying politics.
All right, fine, fine. Yes, I enjoyed this episode, and I guess it was political in nature. Got me there.
Well, on that high note, thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we will see you soon.
Thank you so much for sticking us in your ear holes. Talk to you next episode. If I have to sit through another one of these episodes and be force-fed this crap from Reese, then for your entertainment, then the least thing you could do is to give us a rating on iTunes and a comment, if you will, or the aggregator of your choice. Honestly, it really does help us out a lot. That's how our podcasts grow. And I tell you what, we've got a deal that we've worked out. If you rate us and leave a little comment, and you decide to run for politics, we will vote for you. Both Reese and I will vote for you. So if there's 25 people who've left comments, we are going to vote for all of you if you all run. I don't know how that's going to work, but we're going to make that happen. That's
I'm going to vote for them. I've got a pencil right on my desk ready. So
good.
Whenever you want to stand, we'll be there. And all you have to do is rate us 5 stars.
That's it. As simple as that. And, you know, leave a comment telling people that our shit is not that boring. Anyway, go do that now. Go do that before you forget.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Thanks.
Thank you.